Enter Kristen, stage left. Prima was still grounded to the piano the following week when, with a stomp of high-heeled boots and a flourish of mink, the gorgeous Antoinette Brown, whose hair Prima noticed was the same color as her own shiny coat, returned to the Ballet Jolie. She was there to dance and to choreograph one of the most famous ballets, Giselle. Frankly, the Prima was not in a very good mood. "What simpleton made this coffee?" she growled, as the stagehands cowered. "It tastes like motor oil." "Why don't you drink some motor oil, then?" a voice from somewhere whispered. "Who said that?" Antoinette demanded. "Whoever said that, you're fired." But the coffee was not really the problem. Though Antoinette was still a very fine dancer indeed, her days as a principal were numbered. She was getting older. Not for a regular person, of course, but a dancer's life on the stage is short. Her pirouettes were no longer effortless triples, but careful doubles. And on top of that, a younger and even more beautiful dancer was to perform the poor, doomed Giselle instead of Antoinette. She would dance the Willie's Queen. Of course, to Prima's eyes, her mousy-haired namesake was still the most magnificent dancer in the world. And though Antoinette went banging about barking orders at everyone until all the dancers performing the spirits of the heartbroken girls called Willie's had tears in their big, sad, painted eyes, Prima admired her spirit. Father Mouse was almost as excited as he got right before the Nutcracker. "Now this is a ballet," he told his children, as they munched their sprouts and cheese. While hunting that day, Father had found an entire half sandwich, and with the help of